From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, it's time for Earth First Radio. No compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
We're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you no compromise news, views, poetry, and action for activists and the front lines of environmental movement. Today we're going to have some announcements, and we're going to follow that up with some action news, and then we'll get right on into our regular stuff. In the stories and announcements you'll hear today are about the folks who are killing the planet and the folks who have the detailed information about how to save what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So I urge you, please, go get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information I'm about to give you. This isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio. And I urge you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls, or whatever you need to do when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down at the road blockade. Of course, Earth First Radio can use your help. Send your announcements or news about what's going on in your bioregion to cruzef at cruzio.com. That's C-R-U-Z-E-F at C-R-U-Z-I-O.com. Or regular mail can go to Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. And I urge you, please, send that stuff in way in advance, at least 3 weeks. Let's start out with announcements. There is a Headwaters March on Maxam in May. As part of the campaign to transfer more of the Headwaters Forest into public hands, environmentalists led by the trade unions and the Rose Foundation are urging Maxam shareholders to agree to a trade of approximately 7,000 acres in exchange for settlement of one of the federal government suits against the company. The Office of Thrift Supervision has charged Maxam with $560 million for their role in the failure of a Texas savings and loan. The 7,000 acres includes all the groves that would have been put off limits for 15 years and their buffer zones. These groves would be added to the newly created Headwaters Reserve. And the annual shareholders meeting for Maxam Corporation will take place on May 19th in Houston, Texas. Headwaters activists and former steelworkers at Maxam-owned Kaiser Aluminum plan to march and rally outside the shareholders meeting while a protest of a different sort takes place inside the meeting. Dissident shareholders, including the Rose Foundation, As You Sow Foundation, and CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System, we'll be introducing resolutions to increase board accountability to the shareholders. What's going to be happening? On May 17th, there will be a candlelight vigil at Charles Hurwitz's home. On Tuesday, May 18th, there'll be a press briefing on the candidacy of dissident directors for the Maxam board. And I believe that's taking place, this is all taking place in Houston, by the way. And then at 9:30 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. will be a strategy conference at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Labor and Environmental Alliances, Corporate Accountability, Maxam Campaign, and other stuff. And to be announced is a March to Maxam, a public forum on labor and green alliances. And on Wednesday the 19th, Maxam and Kaiser Aluminum shareholders meetings, there will be rallies, speakers, events inside and out. And unfortunately, Maxam has not yet announced the location. So if you want to travel down there and you're interested in participating in a bus or a van pool, passengers should need about a week to travel down and back and spend 2 or 3 days in Houston. Otherwise, you can fly or take the train. If you're looking for information on how to get down there or to become part of the bus or van pools, contact Bay Area Coalition on Headwaters. That's BACH at IGC.org. That's BACH at IGC.org. And put the word Houston in the subject line. Other upcoming events, the Bitterroot Ecosystem Management Research Project is going to be having a conference to present the findings of their 5-year Bitterroot Ecosystem Management Research Project. This is happening May 18th through 20th in Missoula, Montana, at the Natural Resource Management Division Center for Continuing Education. If you want more information, give them a call, area code 406-243-4623. That's 406-243-4623, or email to nrm@selway.umt.edu. That's nrm@selway.umt.edu. A little later in May is the Wilderness Science in a Time of Change Conference, also in Missoula, Montana, occurring on May 23rd through May 27th. A conference on the current state of knowledge about wilderness and addressing future issues concerning wilderness protection. Gary Snyder of UC Davis Yuba Watershed Institute is the keynote speaker. There'll be plenty of it going on. For more information, area code 406-542-4199. That's 406-542-4199. And again, you can contact NRM at selway.umt.edu. And at the end of the month is the 9th Annual Heartwood Forest Council, May 29th through 31st, that is Labor Day weekend, in Traverse City, Michigan. It's going to take place near the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Seashore at Camp Greilich, just south of Traverse City. If you have more information about the Heartwood Forest Council 9th Annual Meeting, here is your phone number, area code 608-255-8187. That's 608-255-8187. Or you can contact Murph Wild L, that's M-U-R-P-H-W-I-L-D-L, at AOL.com. The 3rd Annual Western Washington Forest Conference to be held May 21st through May 23rd at the CISPUS Learning Center in Randall, Washington. They're going to focus on the remaining roadless areas on public land and the threats to them. Register with Western Washington Forest Conference, care of Pacific Crest Biodiversity Project, 4649 Sunnyside Avenue, number 321, Seattle, Washington, 98103. Once again, that's Western Washington Forest Conference, care of Pacific Crest Biodiversity Project. Here's the address, 4649 Sunnyside Avenue, number 321, Seattle, Washington, 98103, or email to Demise, D-E-M-I-S-E, at pcbp.org. That's Demise, D-E-M-I-S-E, at pcbp.org. And, of course, the Ruckus Society's 2nd Annual Human Rights Action Camp will occur from May 27th through June 3rd outside of Washington, D.C. This is absolutely the greatest stuff, folks. If you haven't been to a Ruckus Society event, you should make it. And this is their 2nd annual one. Where do you apply? Well, apply to the Ruckus Society, 2054 University Avenue, Suite 204, Berkeley, California, 94704. That's the Ruckus Society, 2054 University Avenue, Suite 204, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or you can reach them at ruckus at ruckus.org. That's R-U-C-K-U-S. Up in Vancouver Island in the Suki Hills is the Wild Earth Resisting Ecocide Activist Gathering, May 7th through 11th. To contact them, you need to contact Wild Earth, British Columbia, care of PATH, P.O. Box 19596, Vancouver, B.C., that's V5T4E7, in Canada. Once again, the Wild Earth Resisting Ecocide Activist Gathering, May 7th through 11th, in the Suki Hills of Vancouver Island, British Columbia. Lots of stuff happening there. The Wild Earth, B.C., care of PATH, at Post Office Box 19596, Vancouver, British Columbia. V5T4E7 in Canada, or email to WildEarthBC, all one word, at tao.ca. That's WildEarthBC, all one word, at tao.ca. All right, closer to home, May 7th through 10th is Healing Global Wounds presents Honoring the Mother, Mother's Day at the Nevada Test Site, once again, May 7th through 10th. And for more information, contact Healing Global Wounds, P.O. Box 420, Tacopa, California, 92389. That's Healing Global Wounds, May 7th through 10th at the Nevada Test Site, P.O. Box 420, Tacopa, California, 92389. Or you can try calling them at 760-852-4175. That's 760-852-4175. Or their email address, hgw@screwsnet.com. That's hgw@screwsnet.com. And May 21st through 23rd is the Midwest Rendezvous. This is an Earth First event. And you'll learn new skills, meet new friends, and have a great time. Let me tell you, Earth First rendezvous of all kinds are absolutely fun stuff. For more information about this one, contact the North Forest Earth First, 748 Algoma Boulevard, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901. That's North Forest Earth First, 748 Algoma Boulevard, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901. You can try calling them, 920-424-0265. That's 920-424-0265 or seac@pobox.uwash.edu. That's seac@pobox.uwosh.edu. And there will be a May Day gathering. Hey, you're late for that one if you're going to... I won't read that one because you'll probably be late. And, of course, June 18th is the Group of Seven Summit, and folks should get together with their local groups to try and get an action together for June 18th. Activists from diverse groups and movements around the world will be networking for an international day of action aimed at the heart of the global economy, the financial centers, banking districts, and multinational corporate power bases, occupation and transformation. June 18th, get planning, folks. The Cove Mallard Spring Action Training Camp, May 26th through 31st, also over the Labor Day weekend. Come and join us at our beautiful base camp for an action training in the center of Idaho. Great stuff. They're going to be kicking off another summer and fall of resistance to the Otter Wing timber sales. Contact them at P.O. Box 8968, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's the Cove Mallard Spring Action Training Camp, P.O. Box 8968, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can try calling them at 208-882-9755. That's 208-882-9755. Or email them at cove@moscow.com. That's cove@moscow.com. Too much stuff going on. Of course, the Earth First 1999 Round River Rendezvous. It's in the Gila National Forest of New Mexico, according to this, but I understand that it has been moved. It will be occurring June 21st through 28th, and that may have changed also. I haven't gotten my latest copy of the Earth First Journal. But if you want more information, or if you have a T-shirt design that you want to enter into the 1999 Round River Rendezvous T-shirt contest, send them to Tucson Earth First, P.O. Box 3412, Tucson, Arizona, 85722. That's Tucson Earth First, P.O. Box 3412, Tucson, Arizona, 85722. And that's it for announcements for this show. Let's get right into action news. From Wenatchee, Washington, members of a local environmental group carried signs outside the Wenatchee National Forest headquarters in Sunnyslope this week to protest several proposed logging operations. The protesters, all members of the Leavenworth Audubon Adopt-a-Forest, or LEAF, carried signs that read, "Reform U.S. Forest Service, leave our forest alone, and logging is not restoration, and listen to the people." LEAF President Pat Rasmussen said the group chose Earth Day to protest the Forest Service's so-called restoration projects that include cutting trees in dry areas of the forest. Forest officials say cutting trees will reduce the potential for catastrophic fires in the future, but don't you believe it? It's experimental, Rasmussen said of the logging. We would like a moratorium on restoration logging until independent scientists have had a chance to review it. She argued that logging actually contributes to fires as well as erosion and flooding. About a half a dozen people were outside the Wenatchee headquarters that morning, but Rasmussen said up to 20 people were expected to arrive later in the day. And from Vermont, on Earth Day morning, two Vermont activists scaled the University of Vermont's 150-foot water tower to hang a huge banner saying, "Reclaim the Earth, Monsanto, out of the University of Vermont." One of them, Darina Nicholas of Plainfield, spent much of the day at the top of the tower speaking with supporters and local news reporters by cell phone and walkie-talkie. Nicholas is a native of Sri Lanka, an active member of Northeast Resistance Against Genetic Engineering, and a graduate student at the Institute of Social Ecology in Plainfield, Vermont. I am here at great personal risk to draw attention to the environmental devastation supported by the University of Vermont's investment policy, said Nicholas in a prepared statement. This action is part of a movement to demand the University of Vermont invest our public funds in a socially and environmentally responsible fashion, rather than in corporations like Monsanto. At a noontime rally on the steps of the university library, speakers were featured on the hazards of genetic engineering and Monsanto's sordid history, and music by Seattle songwriter Jim Page. Ties between Vermont State University and the Monsanto Company have been a matter of controversy for 10 years. In 1989, a veterinary pathologist at UVM's experimental farm revealed that cows injected with Monsanto's genetically engineered bovine growth hormone, or BGH, were aborting fetal calves with severe deformities. Those revelations led to an investigation by the General Accounting Office of the U.S. Congress and helped delay government approval of our BGH for use by dairy farmers in the U.S. In 1997, student activists revealed that Monsanto stock represented the single largest holding in the Vermont State University's portfolio. The university representative told the Burlington Free Press last week that the university now holds $192,500 worth of Monsanto stock. The campus-based Coalition for Responsible Investment has discovered that UVM recently sold off its individual corporate holdings and instead is investing in mutual funds. This is clearly in response to growing controversy over the university's investment policies. Student and local activists also investigated continuing research ties between UVM and Monsanto. And there's another demonstration at the University of Massachusetts on May 6th. So if you want more information, contact the Northeast Resistance Against Genetic Engineering, care of Institute for Social Ecology, P.O. Box 89, Plainfield, Vermont, 05667. Once again, that's the Northeast Resistance Against Genetic Engineering, care of Institute for Social Ecology, P.O. Box 89, Plainfield, Vermont, 05667. And the government has decided to relax dolphin-safe rules. The Clinton administration has decided to relax the requirements for using dolphin-safe label on cans of tuna, government sources said yesterday. A coalition of farmers, cattlemen, and builders have sued over salmon listings. A coalition is challenging a recent salmon listing under the Federal Endangered Species Act, contending that there's too much focus on the impact of habitat and not enough on the impact of fishing. Let's move on to endangered species news here. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced a few days ago a positive 90-day finding on the Southwest Center for Biological Diversity's petition to list the San Diego ambrosia, that is Ambrosia pumila, as an endangered species. The 90-day finding is the first of three hurdles a species must pass through to be protected under the Endangered Species Act. Generally restricted to terraces above rivers and drainages, the ambrosia plant is threatened by urban sprawl, agricultural expansion, pesticide spraying, and exotic species reintroductions. Only 14 populations remain in San Diego County. The long-term viability of at least seven of these is questionable due to population size fragmentation and habitat degradation. One population consists of a single plant. Two populations remain in the Riverside County area, one of which is in the path of a proposed development. Three populations remain in Mexico, all of which are threatened by sprawl and agricultural development. And the largest landholder in the Chesapeake Bay's eastern shore has announced plans to sell 278,000 acres of land, including pristine forests, wetlands, and other wildlife habitats. In this news from the Baltimore Sun, Chesapeake Forest Products, which had voluntarily set aside some of the land for wildlife protection, is selling off its holdings in Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware to the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. The Maryland Forest Service has stated publicly that the wildlife protection measures won't be required of the new landowner. The new owner will also be able to log in forests of very old and valuable cypress trees, sometimes referred to as the redwoods of the East. And the northern forests of Wisconsin are being cut at an unsustainable level, according to a recently released report in the Duluth News Tribune. Reporter found this out. The North Star chapter of the Sierra Club, who produced the report, warns of an impending timber crisis in the state. Quote, "This report clearly shows that the timber industry and agencies such as the Department of Natural Resources, Forest Service, and county governments are on a logging binge," said Ray Fenner, vice president of the North Star chapter. "They call it management, but most people would call it destruction. Close to 4% of the timberland is cut each year, meaning that all the land will be logged in just 27 years. And in news from Oregon, the REEK timber sale is threatening steelhead. The REEK timber sale is in eastern Oregon on the Malheur National Forest in the Long Creek Ranger District. The sale was released and sold based on a 1996 decision notice done prior to the Summit fire that burned over 30,000 acres in 1996. The Lands Council and Denzel Ferguson of SANE expressed our displeasure and requested information on the sale, which John Schuberg, a former district ranger, never supplied to us. The district then proceeded with the sale in secret and recently sold it. It has not been awarded pending a consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Two streams, Elk Creek and Deep Creek, are just downstream from the Summit fire area in Green Forest and are steelhead spawning habitat. The steelhead moved to the area after the fire. There has been no new NEPA analysis on the effects of the fire or the steelhead, which are just listed as threatened under the ESA. No new surveys are planned for the steelhead, although the Forest Service stated that the fish would be moving downstream from the Summit fire area to streams coming out of green and unburned forest. The Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project in Fossil, Oregon, is posting notice of its intent to sue under the ESA for steelhead and under NEAPA. The Summit timber sale adjacent to REEK sale is being logged but is under lawsuit, and a win is expected. If you want to help out, you can call the Council on Environmental Quality in Washington, D.C. at 202-395-7421. That's 202-395-7421. And let them know that you're not in favor of this. Please tell them the REEK, R-E-E-K, timber sale at least needs a new analysis done, or just pull the dang thing altogether. Mention their failure to involve either the public or the regulatory agencies as reasons to drop the project. If you want further information, contact Karen or Asante at the Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project. The phone number, 541-468-2028. That's the Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project, 541-468-2028. Email to mpeters@televar.com. That's mpeters@televar.com. Also from Oregon, here's the latest on the Willamette National Forest Old Growth Liquidation Policy. And we're moving right out of time here, but we'll try and get to it. The Detroit Ranger District, the Salem, Oregon's municipal watershed, has three old-growth hemlock units remaining in their sales, but they were shelved by the district this week. This is significant but not a permanent victory for the mighty ancient forests of the Brighton Bridge watershed, and many kudos to the mayors of Detroit and Salem for standing up to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Forest Service, and other folks. Well, that's just about all the time we have for right now. We'll try and get to some of these other stories in another edition of Earth First Radio. If you have information for us, send it to cruzeif@cruzeio.com. That's C-R-U-Z-E-F at C-R-U-Z-I-O.com. or send your letters to Earth First Radio at P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Be sure to send those announcements at least 3 weeks in advance so Uncle Dennis can get them on the air. If you want more in-depth news and information about the Earth First movement, just subscribe to the Earth First Journal, why don't you? P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. That's Earth First Journal, P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. If you're here in Santa Cruz, you can listen to Earth First Radio live on Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM every Thursday night at 8 p.m., or you can listen to Earth First Radio on your computer at the World Wide Web at radioforall.web.net. That's radioforall.web.net. The 4 is the number 4. You'll need a sound card, but the software you need is free on the website. Earth First Radio is being rebroadcast in a growing number of free speech and non-commercial radio stations. Ask your local station to rebroadcast Earth First Radio. Earth First Radio is produced by Earth First Santa Cruz and is affiliated with the Earth First Radio Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Daryl Cherney. From the CD Keep It Wild, this is Uncle Dennis. Thanks for listening, and tune into the next Earth First Radio show for more No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music. And now I've got some Peg Millett up here off the CD. What is that CD? It's here somewhere. Anyway, I think it's called Clear Horizon. Peg Millett.
Every time you drink, you drive a little farther. Most times I wonder why I bother. Think of all the billboards in the sky. I love the signs that try to mold you. Con me while they're trying to show you everything is cool and going to be alright. Here comes another one and another one and another and another and another and another makes another one. One of these days we're gonna clear the landscape and knock down every phony heartache, cut down all the billboards in the sky. Hey, you wanna know what I've been tasting? Well, don't look now. A police station, a squad car just went by the other way. Here comes another one, and another one, and another, and another, and another, and another makes another one, and another one. And another one, and another, and another, and another, and another makes another one. Every time you smoke, you talk a little faster. One more blast just spells disaster. The more you smoke, the less you really say. All right, it's last call, a hacksaw, agrophobitarian. Make mine a chainsaw, that's what I became the night we took down all the billboards in the sky. Here comes another one, and another one, and another, and another, and another, and another makes another one. another one, and another one, and another, and another, and another, and another makes another one, and another, and another, and another, and another. Makes another one. Tim Burke.